Fee. Look who it is hanging around the hot tub in the middle of the day.
Big surprise. He seems to be hanging around the hot tub a lot.
He sure does. I never see him out on the slopes with his friends. He's always in here. It's almost like he's interested in something other than skiing.
That's true. His focus does seem a bit singular. Do you always lurk around hot tubs trying to leer at older women? Or is it just me that stirs the peeper in you?
Look at the stunned look on his face. Oh, for Pete's sake, fella. Speak up.
Maybe he's one of those shy guys. You know how boys are today. They don't know how to talk to a woman unless it's online.
Oh, is that what it is? You're too shy to talk to women, so you just leer at them instead? While they're on vacation and trying to enjoy the sauna after a day of skiing? My friend Fee is a married woman, you know.
Maybe that's his thing, checking out married women. Maybe he saw the ring and assumes I have a kid or two back home. I bet he's one of those guys with a MILF fetish.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what she means, bruh. Are you really going to pretend like you haven't been hanging around here just waiting to get another glimpse of Fee?
Can you just give it a rest? You've been called out, okay? Just admit it. What you're doing is pathetic.
You know, you're ruining a very special weekend for us. Fee is my best friend, and we were roommates in college. Then I moved back home to help my family run their farm. It's not a glamorous life. It's probably not what guys your age dream of doing. You all want to be social media influencers. You can't even imagine running a family business.
I wanted to have a career and a family. I work a regular 9-to-5 office job. I've got a husband. It's a good life. But it doesn't leave me with a lot of free time.
Every year we try to get together. It used to be more often, but it's harder when you have responsibilities and obligations. But you probably don't know about that yet. Your life is still going to school for a couple of months and then getting a break to go fuck around with your friends.
The two of us? We love our little get-togethers. It's our time to just cut loose and reconnect and talk about old times. To get away from all of the distractions.
So imagine how frustrating it is to get together for a nice ski trip at the end of the season. Then we get here and find a bunch of college boys around. But that's not a huge deal. Most college boys are busy chasing college girls. Not a couple of 30-somethings.
But not you, my friend. Oh, no. You're hanging around like a creepy perv. Skipping the slopes and stalking the hot tub so you can ogle me? It's pathetic.
It's really pathetic. We both laughed at first. A guy your age checking out Fee in her swimsuit. I mean, I can't blame you. Those sensual curves. Those thighs. Those big titties. But still, it's just a woman in a bathing suit. It's not like she's out here naked. Not like back in the day when we would go on spring break.
Oh, those were wild times. The things we used to do to one another. Or let people do to us.
Oh, in public. Do you remember that one time?
Mm-hmm.
No, I better not say it. This naughty boy might cream his shorts just hearing about it. College boys were different back then. I grew up in a small rural community. It's all farm boys there. They grow up strong and work with their hands. Oof, and they know how to use them. They're so confident.
These gamer boys only know how to play with their joystick. Is that what you do after you come down here to check me out in the sauna?
How pathetic. Jacking off to a woman in her bathing suit. If you had any idea the kind of things the two of us could do to a man. Not a boy like you, of course. But a real man. Like some of those guys back in college.
I wonder what kind of little fantasies you have about fucking me. Let me guess. I married the wrong guy. He is neglectful. He could never show me the attention you would with your nimble gamer boy hands. What do you look up when you're looking for porn? Are you on Reddit searching for MILFs? Slut wives? I bet you think all women are sluts. I'm just waiting to find something real with a nice nerd like you.
Funny enough, we are sluts.
Mm-hmm.
Or were when we were your age. Proud sluts. But never for guys like you. We didn't fuck nerds.
You're not a nerd. You're so scared of the outdoors that you're hiding out in the pool house, checking out an older woman. You are the complete opposite of a jock. You're a nerd.
I swear I saw you walking around in a t-shirt for a video game earlier. With a vest and khakis. Are you just on this ski trip so you can dress like the tech bro you want to be when you grow up?
If you dressed that way ironically, I might think you're a hipster. But I don't think it's ironic. There's nothing hip about you.
Honestly, you're so pathetic. I doubt you even have the testosterone to get it up when you go back to your room. You probably don't jack off thinking of V. Instead, you just fall asleep poking your pillow and wishing she was your girlfriend.
Oh, I think that one landed a little close to home. I bet he even grinds against the pillow he's hugging. Look how agitated he looks. Do you want us to leave so you can have the hot tub to yourself to pout? Well, I wanted you to leave all week so I could relax. And instead, you just sat there gawking at me like I was holding all expense paid tickets to Comic-Con.
Oh, look at you turning red. Are you embarrassed? Then what's with the bulge in your shorts, bruh?
You're getting hard? That's so hilarious. Do you have some sort of mommy fetish? Do you like getting scolded by older women?
You're actually trembling. Do you want us to tell you that you're a naughty, naughty boy? You want us to leave you alone?
You do want us to go. What are you going to do about it, huh? I don't think you want us to go away at all. Look at that bulge. You're as hard as a rock.
Too bad he isn't man enough to pull that cock out and teach us a lesson. A real man would put us in our place for being such bullies.
Exactly. I'm a married woman and all, but I have a hard time resisting when an alpha male takes charge.
He doesn't have it in him, though. He doesn't want to make the decisions. He's the type of guy who just wants someone else to take control.
There is something appealing about that. Just taking charge of a naughty boy. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? If I made your little MILF fantasy a reality. If I took control.
But I don't think he deserves to be touched, though. Besides, he obviously gets a thrill from just watching. Maybe a little show is all he needs.
Oh, that could be fun. You know, my husband knows that Mads and I have a history. We were close friends in college. Very close.
Some might even say we had an intimate knowledge of one another. And her husband understands that.
He knows that these little getaways are a perfect time for us to reconnect. He doesn't mind. Actually, he finds it kind of hot. I think a lot of men find that kind of thing hot. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You've obviously fantasized about Fee. Touching her. Fucking her. But you can't do that. Nobody fucks Fee except her husband. And me.
Have you fantasized about touching me? About kissing me?
She asked you a question. Speak up.
I'm glad you admitted it. You can't kiss me, though. You'll never get to kiss me. But maybe you'd like to watch Mads kiss me. You'd like that, wouldn't you? That's a good boy. Mads, would you like to kiss me?
You already know the answer. You like this, don't you? You like to watch. And we like to be bad. Especially in public. Just like back when we were your age on spring break.
This room we're in right now, it's actually a very special place. A long time ago, it's where Mads and I took our relationship to the next level. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's where we kissed for the very first time. Do you want to see us kiss again? You naughty boy. Watching two older women kiss one another. A MILF and a farm girl. Are you getting turned on?
We already know you like leering at Fee. What about when I touch her firm titties? Do you like the way it makes her moan? Do you wish you could touch them? Too bad you can't. Because you're not a good boy. You're a very naughty boy. You just have to watch me fondle her tits with these strong hands of mine. Strong from years of working outside around the farm. Go ahead and touch yourself while you watch.
You like staring at me. I can tell. Go ahead and rub that dick like a good boy. Rub that dick while you watch her kiss and touch me.
Why are you rubbing it through your pants? Get it out. Show us that cock. Be a man, not a pathetic, dirty boy. Maybe you need me to help you. Don't be shy. Just stay still while I get on my knees in front of you. And...
Oh. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. You have a beautiful cock. But it's not quite hard, is it? I know you can do better. You just need a little more stimulation. What if I just take off this little robe? I know you like seeing me in my bikini. Do you like watching my robe fall open? Do you like this slutty red bikini? My cleavage. Are you getting harder?
I didn't think that dick could get more swollen. That's impressive. You're a naughty boy getting so hard. I know you've been staring at Fee, but maybe you'd like for me to take off my robe too? You might like my muscular, corn-fed, farm girl body. My little bitty bikini barely covers up my perky tits. I guess I'll just have to take it off too.
That cock is rock hard now. Have you ever had two grown women showing you their tits? Do you want to see mine too? Do you want to see my big titties?
I think you better ask her nicely for it. Don't go getting shy again. Ask her to see her titties like a good boy. Louder? Say please.
That's a good boy. Such manners for a dirty little perv. I like the sound of you asking nicely. Now, let me get this top off.
I swear your cock just twitched when you saw her tits. It's throbbing. So, what are you waiting for? It's not going to stroke itself.
And show us how you stroke it.
Don't be shy.
Be a good boy.
Grab it.
Stroke that beautiful dick while we watch.
Don't tug it. Stroke it. Nice and slow. Maybe you need a little lubrication. There you go. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. Look at how hard my nipples are. They feel so good when I touch them.
I like touching mine too. But I'd rather have you touch them, Mads. Do you want to watch her rub my nipples while you jerk that cock like a good boy?
Now we're the ones staring at you. I see why you like it. It's hot. Voyeurism. Watching you jack that cock. It's glistening with my spit. Jack it harder. Tug that dick. Milk that cock for us. Get aggressive.
Keep touching me, Mads. It feels so good. Don't look away. I think you should come for us, dirty boy. Watch Mads touch and kiss me. And come for me.
Don't get shy. You owe us that. You've been a creep. This is your punishment. Come for us.
It feels so good.
I love touching feet in public. It's so hot.
Oh, my pussy is getting so wet.
Come for us. Tug that dick.
I'm so turned on watching you jack that cock.
Finish before someone walks in on us.
You can do it, dirty boy. Come for us. Look at my swollen nipples. Imagine how your cock would feel between them. Do you want to see them in Mad's mouth?
I love the way they respond to my tongue. This is so fucking hot. You're being such a good boy. Come for us. We're going to count you down. 10. 9. 8. Seven.
Come closer. I want you to come all over my titties. You can't touch me, but you can cream all over me. 6.
Titties.
2. 1.
Oh, you're gonna fucking come. Yeah, you are.
Come for me. Yes, baby.
Oh, such a good boy.
Come for me. Yeah. Come for me, you dirty, dirty fucking boy. Good boy.
Fuck. That's a lot of cum. You coded her. It's dripping off of her nipples. I want to taste it. Just let me lick up some of it.
Let me taste.
Fuck. I am all worked up now. I want to come so bad.
Me too. What? Here? No. We aren't going to do that here. That's very private. You don't get to watch that, dirty boy. At least, not today.
I agree. I think we need to get going. Someone could come in here at any time. So, back to the room, I guess?
That sounds good to me. I want to taste you.
I want to taste you, too.
I bet we look sexy going down on one another. Maybe we'll meet someone on this trip who likes to just watch, and he can let us know for sure.
That would be fun. Well, we better get going. See you again sometime soon.
We know you'll just be here, hanging around the hot tub.